I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pankrack.
And welcome back to The Cull. I told you we'd be back 2 weeks in a row. This is the Sport Fishing Debate Show, where we talk about hot topics in the sport of fishing. And this one, I don't come up with all the topics, but this one, I don't know where it came from, but it's just a topic, so I'll throw it out there.
Came from me.
Well, I wasn't going to throw you under the bus, but that's fine.
Why would you throw me under the bus? It's a fantastic idea.
All right. Here's his fantastic idea. Bass should hold a largemouth only tournament in the north. So I'm assuming we're meaning, you know, a St. Lawrence River, something like that, because
Lake St. Clair, St. Lawrence Champlain, River.
Yeah, St. Clair, St. Lawrence River. Why? Why do you go to Disneyland and not go on the rides? Why do you go? Like, that's literally like just, it's like going to the Grand Canyon and being like, I'm not even going to look at it. I'm just going to turn my head to it. You're in the world's greatest smallmouth bass fisheries. Those two fisheries you named have traded best lake in America, according to Bass, several times in the last few years. But you don't even want to do that. You're not going to ride the Space Mountain. You're not going to go on the Zumba
You're
Flume.
Taking this out of context.
You want to go largemouth bass fishing.
You're taking
Why?
This out of context because you didn't have the whole, you didn't put the whole, the stipulations that go along with it. Here's what I think needs to happen. I think you have the smallmouth tournament.
All right.
And you have it. And then you have whether it's an exhibition, a all-star event, something that doesn't count for points, but that has all of those top anglers there. And you have it with the live cameras, largemouth on. I mean, Dave, you know what largemouth on the St. Lawrence is like. Is it not phenomenal?
No, it's world-class largemouth bass fishing.
You got a bunch of people that claim to be tired of watching the guys hook up on a spinning rod, and it's the same thing over and over again with the drop shot. We talked about that last week. Why not have, I mean, and the ways you catch them. Aggressive largemouth, punching, top water, flipping, reeds, heavy vegetation. Exciting ways to catch these fish that show what these, the only reason it's not done. I mean, we've seen John Murray do it. We've seen Ish do it in the past. We've seen
Hackney,
Greg Hackney do it and catch mid 20 pound bags. It's hard to keep up with those smallmouth, but if you want excitement, that's why guys like to watch Florida at the beginning of the year, big fish, vegetation, heavy line. It's all there in the north. It's highlighting a fishery and techniques that guys can't do in the tournament because it's hard to keep pace with the smallmouth, but it highlights something different. It gives them a different vibe up north. And I think it would be awesome to watch because you're not only dealing with true northern strain largemouth, which you don't get to see very often on camera anymore, but you're dealing with aggressive, unpressured fish. So you're a lot of fish catches, bam, 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 a lot of 3 to 4.5 pound fish. I think it's a win-win across the board, and it opens up a whole different dynamic to the fishery that the majority of the viewers don't even know exist.
All right. Well, you kind of screwed it all up with your like special little caveat of it's kind of no points. It's a one-off, you know, we're just going to have a fun day and be on live. Sure. That would be great. But to me, and I've said it on live for years, and I know I get in trouble for it. Any moment, literally any minute that an angler spends fishing largemouth bass on the St. Lawrence River, other than if this fantasy tournament of yours were to be a thing, if you ask me, is an absolute waste because you're never going to win in the St. Lawrence River with largemouth bass. It's just, I mean, to catch 22 pounds of largemouth bass, 23 pounds, 25 pounds, you can do that on the St. Lawrence River of largemouth bass, but you have to have literally everything has to go right all day long to get a monster, not to catch 5, but to get a monster sack that competes. You can literally have everything go wrong in a smallmouth derby. You can literally have
right. That's why they should have a large. You know what? I'll take the caveat off. I think do a regular season largemouth only.
Oh, you're
nuts. St. Lawrence River.
You're out of your mind.
Why not?
Why? Okay. Why don't we just go to Florida and fish for?
Because it's totally different. And it's up north. And if people want to complain about up north and how it always ends on smallmouth and all that, why can't you do that? You have other ones where you can only weigh in like one smallmouth over 18 inches in length. So it's not like there's hasn't been other stipulations. Why not throw a red? Do you not think that that would be the highest viewed ever? Is like, oh, they're on the St. Lawrence. Wait a second. They can't weigh in a smallmouth. What? I mean, think about how excited then. Yeah, screw that. That will do a regular season. I'm all in. Now that now you tick me up. Now I'm all in on a regular season. Because think about it. you got the Johnstons and Fighter and Polinick Shakurat and Coop and all those guys and Gussie, and they're all champion at the bit to get up there and catch a smallmouth. Now flip the script. They're up there on it and they have to target largemouth. Now think about all the guys who are like, man, I have to freaking get through this event of smallmouth. And I know that I'm fishing for 20th because there's no way I can beat these guys. Now they're the freaking guys who are leading. They're the guys who are the favorites that are going into it. The other guys are going, what do you mean? I've been out here forever. I've never fished for largemouth. That's dynamic. That's excitement. That shakes things up at the end of the year.
That's stupid. That is so, dude, you, Mr. I'm all about the anglers, Mr. Angler rights. I mean, and so you should be because you are an angler, but dude, so you've got all those guys that you mentioned that have spent years of their life perfecting that have to go down to Okeechobee, that have to go to all the Tennessee River Lakes, and they got to figure out a whole new way to survive on this tour. And you hear it. I mean, Seth Fighter, the big chat used to be, if Fighter can ever figure out the largemouth when we get north, clearly he figured it out. But now you're going to put people at a disadvantage. You're literally going to put, like, they don't have their opportunity to have their moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do. They just have to have their moment with greenfish.
But that's what our angler of the year race. Look at that going into these final two. You look at it and you've got the first and second separated by 1 point. But you got
two smallmouth guys in the top 17.
Jay Shakurek, that he made up enough points in the last event. If he keeps making up those points, he will be your angler of the year. But if you change that to largemouth, all of a sudden that totally changes and he doesn't. I think it would be fun, but I think if it's a regular season event, it's insane. I think our
goal is to catch them. Did you just goad me into that then?
Kind of, yeah, I guess. I mean, for a fun event, fired up. Well, I mean, some people think of me getting along too much.
We argue a lot more off air than we do on air.
We do.
But I get fired up on ridiculous topics that we can never talk about.
But why would you be so fired up on this? Like, right before we went live, we talked about your experience in the St. Lawrence River and how awesome it was and everything. And now you're like, over those fish.
I'm just saying,
catch largemouth. You want excitement
and new stuff that they've never seen. I mean, you're six times into this thing. You know what to expect when live comes on and when you're watching it. Okay. Even though there are nuances and it's exciting to watch and it's exciting to watch a smallmouth get landed. Do you want something that's different? That's going to get some more eyeballs on it. That's going to really shake things up at the end of the year. I'm just saying, Megan Way Greenfish would do that.
I disagree, but it's not really up to us ever. It's always up to you guys. Let us know. There should be a
largemouth
keeper call largemouth tournament in the north. Largemouth only. Let us know what you think.